the hidden silence. Research shows that 40% of men globally experience domestic violence. A study by Maendeleo ya Wanaume in 2008 reported that at least 2.1 million of men in Kenya experience abuse daily. Abuse against men is carried out in many forms, including battering and inflicting bodily harm. Only minimal cases are reported. The number has continued to increase, with reported cases from 1.5 million in 2009 to 2.1 million in 2013. Kenya Demographic and Health Survey 2014 shows that domestic violence increases every day, with 9% of ever married men experiencing physical violence, 4% of married men experiencing sexual violence.
Hey, shut up!
In Kenya, around 18% of males have reported violence, and about 5% of men and boys are survivors of gender-based violence, something that hasn't been given greater attention as compared to women who have been subjected to gender violence. Most men prefer to keep silent of their issues as compared to women, who tend to let it out to friends and relatives, thus making their mental stability more positive. Nelson Otieno, not his real name, is a survivor of male gender-based violence.
On 21st September 2013, the same year, the day she was preparing to leave, the previous night, this was on a Saturday. On Friday, I was on duty the whole night. So I came to the house at around 5:30 a.m. in the morning. So when I came to the house, she was still sleeping. I went to the bed. I was so tired. So when I went to the bed, I slept. She woke up as she was preparing to leave. She was taking some of her items. So as I was sleeping, few minutes later, she poured a solution on my face. I felt a burning sensation. So it was so burning. So I thought that she had maybe poured hot water or cooking oil on my face. So when I jumped out of the bed trying to get some water so that I can reduce the burns on my face, I stepped on the floor and she had poured some water and connected the electricity. So when I stepped on the floor, I felt a shock. I just screamed for help, and my colleague came for my rescue, as he had already run away.
Due to cultural expectations of masculinity, men are thought to be stronger than women. Therefore, partner violence against men is often not recognized. If the society recognizes a man suffering from the violence, then he is ridiculed, stigmatized, or even reduced to a laughing stock. Then, at the end of the day, he commits suicide. Benson Kibet, not his real name, is also a victim of this crisis.
Wanaume wameonekana ni kama wamewashiriwa na kila jambo. Ukienda upande wa serikali wamewashiriwa. Ukivika kwa mambo mingi sikwisi, unakuta mwanaume anapigwa ni bibi yake wakishikana pamoja na watoto wake. Sasa nauliza, je, ndugu zanguni, ni wapi tutakimbilia? Mwanaume atakimbilia wapi sasa? Akiwa kazi yake ni kuporongwa, akienda nyumbani ni vita, akienda kwa pale kaambia police station ati ana report vile amepigwa ni bibi yake na watoto yake, anaambiwa kwani wewe mjinga, sasa huyu mzee atakimbilia wapi? Kwa hivyo ni kusema ya kwamba huu mzee amewashiria na hata serikali yenyewe ndio imewashiria hii wasee wawe wakipigwa. Hata hii vita ile kubwa inatokana na hii. Hii serikali ndio imepatia watu nguvu namna hiyo.
Many times people perceive domestic violence to always mean physical violence. However, psychological and emotional violence are part of gender-based violence. Therefore, many men do not just suffer violence, but suffer terrible psychological and emotional abuse, which leaves many of them traumatized or even mentally ill.
Men have been violated in the country and in the globe for many years. The sad thing is that we don't talk about it. Nobody wants to walk out there and say, I've been battered by my wife. And if we were to look at the history of this man from the childhood, whereby the child has been sterilized, we value more girls more than boys from that tender age. And as they grow, we realize that we have a big difference between the boy and the girl from the role and the way they are handled and the way their things are addressed. And now if you were to look at the psychological torture, which is a form of a violation, the boy is exposed to this from a very tender age. Nobody talks about it. So the boy feels rejected, stigmatized, and discriminated. Nobody talks about it. And I think this is the reason as to why we get them more in prisons, more in crime, because they are trying to identify themselves or to get a way out of what is now holding them.
Achieving gender equality means that even men should be treated equally while addressing cases of gender-based violence. The government should strengthen and have targeted sexual and gender-based campaigns that are all-inclusive.
So, under Thriving Families, we have three key pillars. We have the pillar on family, where we engage families in very unique and interesting ways so that we can reach them psychosocially. Remember, Thriving Families is a psychosocial consultancy. Okay. Then with the second pillar is purely on mental health services and psychosocial services. So we offer therapy, and where need arises, we link to psychiatrists. Then on the third pillar is what brings us to this day, and that is engaging men for gender equality, or men in gender equality. Mm. So we talk about men across all ages, and under men across all ages, we've done a research with the PCA church early last year, and men told us that they don't have safe spaces to speak. So what we did as Thriving Families, we went back, we came up with a product, we call it Men Spaces. Men Spaces is what we are piloting in Nyeri, and what we do is that we go into the community and we work with the men within the community. We organize for forums within the community, and we are able to talk around several things.
These men are our family. They need our support and care, and through this, they can get mental support. Hence, they will open up about violence in their marriages and relationships. Reporting on the hidden silence, I am Marcy Toh.